Hiranyakashipu 2:53. Kings of the earth, he who is the sovereign Lord of all is come. Know ye that the poor are the trust of God in your midst. Watch that ye betray not his trust. Baha'u'llah. As mother was folding the laundry, she heard gleeful laughing coming from the boys' room. She was so glad to hear the happy sounds of laughter, rather than fighting and crying, that she got up to investigate. She looked in the doorway and saw Riaz dressed up in his best clothes, strutting around the room with his hand on his chest and inside of his jacket, saying over and over, "If this letter be from God, then I am two gods." The other four children were laughing and clapping. "What's going on?" Mother asked. "Riaz is pretending to be Napoleon III," explained Mona. "I was telling them what I was reading about Baha'u'llah's letter to Napoleon and what Napoleon answered, and Riaz decided to show us what that looked like." Then all the children started laughing again. Riaz always was the comedian of the family, and the children loved to put on plays. "Is that true, Mom? Did Baha'u'llah really write to Emperor Napoleon and tell him to behave? Just like Baha'u'llah was the grown-up and Napoleon was the kid?" asked Asma. Mother laughed. "Something like that," she answered. "But wasn't Baha'u'llah a prisoner?" Asma continued. "That was really brave for a prisoner to write to an emperor like that." "Yes, when Baha'u'llah wrote to the Sultan of the Ottoman Empire, the Grand Vizier, who opened the letter, turned pale with shock. He gasped and said it sounded like the King of Kings was giving orders to one of the least important little kings of his empire." "What did Baha'u'llah tell all these kings?" asked Riaz. Riaz loves stories about sultans and viziers. "Well," said Mother, "lots of different things, depending on the country and what the king or queen was doing at the time. But to all of them, he said to stop building up weapons of war, making their people pay for it. He told them it was time for all the countries of the world to stop fighting and to live together in peace. He also said that the kings need to take care of the poor people in their country. I guess the most important thing he told them was that God had sent a new teacher to the world, and the kings needed to listen to the new teacher. Napoleon was at the height of his power when he received the letter from Baha'u'llah. That is why he was so bold that he threw the letter behind his back and forgot about it. But then Baha'u'llah sent him a second letter, saying that Baha'u'llah had seen what he had done with the letter, and because of that, he would lose his entire empire. Within a year, that is exactly what happened. Napoleon was completely defeated." "What other kings did Baha'u'llah send letters to? Anybody we've heard of?" asked Riaz. "You know Germany, right? Well, the German emperor was told by Baha'u'llah that if he did not stop building up weapons of war, his country would be soaked with blood, not once, but twice. The German emperor did not listen, and World War I and World War II were both terrible defeats for the Germans." "Oh, I've heard of the world wars and the Germans," said Mona. "Duh," said Asma. "Both of our grandfathers, the Japanese one and the American one, were in World War II. "On opposite sides," shouted Riaz. "How weird is that? We're lucky to be here at all. What would have happened if they would have met each other then?" Okay, back on subject," said Mother. "There's an interesting story about a youth that involves one of these letters of Baha'u'llah to a king. While Baha'u'llah was still in Adrianople, he wrote a letter for the Shah of Persia. That was the king of Baha'u'llah's own country, the king that had originally made Baha'u'llah a prisoner. After he wrote the letter, Baha'u'llah said, 'Who is going to bell the cat?'" Do you know what Baha'u'llah was talking about? Have you ever heard that story?
"Yeah, I know that story," said Shala.
Some mice wanted to put a bell on the cat so they would know when it was coming. But they needed one brave mouse to volunteer to put the bell on the cat.
That's right, Shala.
So what Baha'u'llah was saying was, who is going to be brave enough to deliver the letter? This was a very dangerous mission, just like in the story of the mice that wanted to bell the cat.
Why didn't they just send it in the mailbox?
Asked little Anissa. And everyone laughed.
They couldn't airmail letters like we do today, silly, said Riaz.
That's right, said Mother. The letters had to be delivered by hand. A lot of brave men volunteered for this dangerous mission, but Baha'u'llah kept saying no to them. Then, a youth named Badi, who had been very rebellious and a lot of trouble to his parents, came and talked to Baha'u'llah. Talking to Baha'u'llah completely changed Badi. It made him spiritual and kind and loving. He wanted so badly to be of service to Baha'u'llah and to the cause of world peace and unity that Baha'u'llah taught. So Baha'u'llah agreed to let him deliver the message. Badi spent months walking from Adrianople to Persia, where the Shah was. He waited outside where he knew the Shah would be riding his horse, and when the Shah came by, he called,
O King, I have come to thee from Sheba with a weighty message.
The Shah knew then who had sent the letter, and it made him very angry. He ordered that Badi be arrested. Badi was tortured and killed just for delivering the letter. He was only 17 years old.
Ah, poor Badi, said Mona, Shala, and Anissa.
In that letter, Mother continued, Baha'u'llah told the Shah that Baha'u'llah was the promised one and his words were from God. He also told the Shah over and over again in many different ways to treat his people with justice.
I have heard the expression, don't shoot the messenger, meaning don't be mad at the person who just delivered the message.
Maybe that's where the expression comes from, said Asma, and the children all nodded.
Do Baha'u'llah only write to kings? Asked Shala. No queens?
Yes, he did write to a queen, the Queen of England. It was Queen Victoria. In that letter, Baha'u'llah praised her for stopping the slave trade and outlawing slavery. He also praised her for giving her people a say in the government. She set up the elections all over her country so that people would have some of the power to rule. He told her that the world would continue to get worse until the rulers of the world united to put an end to war.
Wow, she must have been the best ruler, because she was the only one Baha'u'llah said something nice about.
See, girls make better bosses, said Shala. Anissa and Mona laughed, and Riaz and Asma threw pillows at the girls.
Okay, settle down, said Mother.
She was also the only one that responded positively to Baha'u'llah's letter. It is reported that she said, if this is from God, it will endure. If not, it can do no harm.
How about America? Did Baha'u'llah write to the president? Asked Mona.
He didn't send a letter directly to the president, answered Mother. But in the Kitab-i Aqdas, his most holy book, he spoke to the rulers in America. So I guess that means Canada, USA, Mexico, and probably the rulers in South America, too. He wrote to the Pope and many other world leaders in the same book. He told them that Christ had returned and that they needed to listen to this new messenger from God. He also said God commanded them to defend the weak and help the victims of injustice. In each of these messages to each of the rulers around the world, Baha'u'llah told them that they had to work for world unity and peace so that we could have the most great peace. Then all the world's people could be happy and prosperous. Finally, since all the kings and rulers turned away or ignored him, Baha'u'llah said that instead of the most great peace coming quickly and easily, we would have to all work very hard for hundreds of years to go through the lesser peace to finally reach the most great peace.
So if the letter didn't get sent, if it was just in a book, how could the rulers that didn't get sent a message know what God wanted them to do?
Asked Riaz.
Well, said Mother, the Baha'is all over the world try to make sure that these important letters are seen by every ruler in every country, and even every state and city around the world. All mankind, all of us around the world, have to do our best to work for the lesser peace, so that it can eventually become strong and grow into the most great peace.
Yay! Said the children.
What can we do to work for the lesser peace? Asked Mona.
Ha! Said Riaz. I will become emperor of Okinawa so that I can help the lesser peace.
With that, the children laughed so hard they were rolling on the floor.
Mother smiled and said, the road to the lesser peace, as well as the most great peace, is through unity. No one person or even king can do it alone. So the best thing you can do is to have unity in your own family and with your friends and with everyone you meet. That means no fighting. Can you guys try and not fight so much with each other? That would be a good first step toward the lesser peace. The children all looked at each other and smiled and nodded their heads. And with that, they all promised to try.